Well, Professor Emeritus and Political Scientist at Memorial University, Stephen Tomlin, believes that, well, he thinks we need to weaponize policy knowledge and build venues capable of contesting dysfunctional and outdated institutions and associated interests linked with old pathway dependencies. Now, I spoke to him about how and why he's tired of rhetoric about health prevention, energy transition, without policy action to actually make it real.
Ideas, in many respects, are there to defend citizens and to defend the earth. And we don't have many venues that actually are focused on the needs or priorities of citizens, as opposed to citizens being mobilized and talking about things like, do you want to be patriotic? And, you know, whether we're in Newfoundland or Labrador or whether we're in the United States, it's a kind of a silly thing to think about. We should be doing things based on whether we're patriotic. It doesn't really, ultimately in the end, if the earth is burning, it has nothing to do with patriotism. It has to do with understanding what are the challenges, what are the elements, what we need to do in order to change it. So I think in Newfoundland and Labrador, with the Muskrat Falls, we had a lack of open discussion about the facts, about the impacts, about the risks, the costs, and we have resulted of, you know, because of that lack of venues to engage experts as well as a community, we made the wrong decisions because, again, it really came down to the capacity or the power of a very few people operating within the government. This should not, energy should not be about state power. It should not be about profit. It should be about what makes the most sense. Now, of course, obviously, you have to consider things in terms of who were the winners and who were the losers and will there be profits and the rest of it, but it shouldn't be focused exclusively upon profit, and it shouldn't be exclusively on territoriality or territorial sovereignty or defending borders or boundaries, because that's kind of where we are currently. And in Canada, a big challenge is that Canada really doesn't have a national economy. We use energy as a weapon of province building because, unlike many other jurisdictions, the provinces own and control natural resources, including energy resources. So they don't see it as a device for producing the best results for citizens. They're focused on their citizens. They're focused on their power. They're looking at the profits of the interests, the specialized interests, which are associated with that form of state power. And so as a consequence of that, in Canada, we work across purposes. So in a sense, we do things. We almost hide information in order to justify or weaponize projects, whether we're talking about BC with, you know, hydro, whether we're talking about Manitoba with hydro. For the most part, most of those systems are north-south. They're not integrated. And that's by design. Again, we can't trade beer and liquor and bring it across provincial borders. We have very restricted trade, but the same is true in terms of energy. So it's really, I think, a bad set of circumstances where energy decision-making, health decision-making is focused on state or focused on profit. It's those who are in positions of power, again, if this has to do with territoriality and old myths and things that we know from the Muskrat Falls Project, which kind of continues, and the same is true for hospitals and doctors. People keep talking about acute care when we need more chronic care. We need more preventive care. We need to prepare for that, but we don't have the venues for doing that. We don't have, the powerful interests. Doctors are trained for a disease-based model. They provide a cure. Drug companies make billions and billions of dollars from selling cures. They don't want, it doesn't serve their profit to have prevention or promotion, even if it makes sense, for the citizens and those who are actually in a poor state of in terms of health.
And that is political scientist Stephen Tomlin speaking about, the fact that we all get in our silos. And really, when you're looking at the greater good, are you or are you sort of looking out for your own interests, either nationally, provincially, even at the municipal level it goes on?